B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline, where we not only bounce forward, we get ready for a fantastic return for your Philadelphia Union. They're in, it's going to be a great time. Now, Coach Jim Curtin joining us. Coach, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being here this morning. What was your weekend like, and what are the boys getting ready for?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're down here in Miami. Have one more practice, and then we get on a flight to Costa Rica to play in, you know, the North American and then Central American version of the Champions League. So for those that can imagine, the winners of Mexico, of the USA, of Canada, of the Central American countries all get together and play a competition. And if we win this, we move on to play the likes of Real Madrid and Bayern Munich and famous Manchester City.
That would be awesome.
Hopefully.
Now, Coach, though, does the trip to Florida all about preparing yourself for Costa Rica? Because it's a little different temperature than Philadelphia right now.
Exactly, John. Get acclimated to the climate. There's a little bit of, we don't have it down here, but there will be some altitude in Costa Rica. It's almost a mile above sea level where we're playing our game. So getting the guys used to the heat is priority number one. Things have gone well. We've looked good in our preseason games, and we really look forward to getting started.
Jim, do you feel more of a sense of normalcy than you did when we talked to you last year when the season got started in the bubble, so-called, or resumed, I should say? Do you feel a little bit more normalcy right now?
Yeah, all over the sports world and the world in general. You know, there was so much unknown at that time, guys, when we talked last and just surviving that bubble situation and 35, you know, almost actually 40 days in a hotel environment was challenging and new for everybody, but no, our team showed a lot of an ability to adapt and adjust to things, and I think it made us stronger as a group. And now, you know, I know we've been saying this for almost a year, things are starting to look like we're making a turn for the better. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you guys know best. You know, with sports, you need fans in the stadiums. You know, that's what makes everything go, and everybody misses it right now. So, obviously, with safety involved first, we're starting to get a little bit of that back. Can't wait to catch a Phils game or a Sixers game, and hope everybody can come out to Subaru Park and see us on the 18th as we get our season started against Miami.
So you open up on the road, right? You open up on the road versus Columbus, and then the season opener is at Subaru Park, April the 24th, 8 p.m. versus Miami. So the only thing I ask you is this. You have this tournament now. Do you ever concern? Yeah. Does it concern you though that like a guy can tweak something, have a major injury or something in one of these tournaments, and then it screws up the MLS season?
Yeah, that can happen, and it's happened in the history of our league. It's a challenge. So, and again, it's still an area we want to win championships. So, one of the rewards for winning a championship is to play in this competition. You know, I kind of look at it the other way. It gets us, gave us a couple weeks head start on these other teams in their league, so we're a little bit more fit right now. We'll have that, you know, live action. While it will be difficult down in Costa Rica, we'll have a game or two under our belt before we start our MLS season, which could be a big advantage for us. It's an opportunity for some of our talented young players to see time and get experience. So, you know, it's a challenge for sure, and you do always worry about injuries early in the year as guys, you know, had a little bit of downtime. But I give our players and our sports performance department a ton of credit for you know, keeping the guys fresh and then keeping them sharp. So we'll be ready to go when it kicks off for real here.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Jim, I'm sure you saw the beautiful assists in the Bundesliga from this weekend from your boy Brendan Aaronson. But your roster now has around 10 homegrown talented players on it. Can you talk about what a point of pride that is, not only for the Union Club, but just general soccer in the area? Because that's pretty tremendous.
Yeah, Brendan's doing great things over in Europe at a top club right now, and we couldn't be more proud. Obviously, there's a financial side that we benefit from when we do sell these young players over there. But, you know, look, our club is very much like the city of Philadelphia, and it's very parochial. We love our own. So to see these young kids that I've been able to work with since they're 8, 9 years old, not get first team minutes and play professionally, it's a real advantage that we have at the Philadelphia Union. And full credit goes to the school we have at YSC Academy and all the work that they do up there developing these young kids. Literally from age 8, you know, all the way through 18.
Yeah, and Brendan's brother's now on the squad, Paxton, right?
And he's good. And he's good, man.
Those Medford kids.
There you go.
There's 16, 17-year-old kids that are running around out here doing things that I didn't dream of as a professional. So they're doing really well, and they get better and better, younger and younger. So it's been awesome to watch. And like I said, it's unique to our league where, you know, if you could imagine if the Phillies and the Sixers and the Eagles could keep all the Philadelphia talent in the tri-state area in their backyard and didn't have to spend money or draft picks on them, they're their property. And that's the way our league is structured and set up, and it rewards developing your own players, and it's something that we've done a good job of, and it continue and continue to win trophies.
April 24th, 8 p.m., the Subaru Park opener for the Union, and then the season opener on the road versus Columbus on April 18th at 5:30. You'll be able to see it on Fox Sports 1. Coach, we wish you all the best and safe travels, would you? Like, have a good safe trip and healthy. Get everybody healthy.
Thanks
back
so much for having me, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll come back healthy, ready to go.
Thank you, buddy.
See you,
Appreciate
Jim.
It. Coach Curtin joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.